Westside Baptist Church in Newnan, Georgia, brings you our weekly podcast. We hope you will be encouraged by our music and a message from the Word of God as we present our Sunday morning and Sunday evening services and our weekly broadcast by Dr. Melvin Payne. We thank you for listening.
All fear is gone. this. Sing this.
So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross, and exchange. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. Oh, I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange.
Aren't you glad about that? If you were here last night, you understand. Won't you give Jesus a little wave offering this morning? It's his Palm Sunday. Amen. Amen. Just give him a little praise this morning. Amen. Y'all are sounding good.
Headed toward Easter, and our songs are going to be focused in that direction this morning. Stuff that you've heard before, but it's songs that I felt like would get us ready and prepared because he lives. I can face tomorrow, and I want William to sing one of my all-time favorites, one we've done here for 36 years. He loves me. Sing.
Why? To Calvary, why was his life's blood shed for me? Why did he suffer like no man has ever done? There's just one reason, I am that one. He loves me, he loves me. Jesus, he loves me. Jesus, he loves me. When I am sad, he loves me. And even when I've been bad, my God still loves me. And when it seems no one else ever cared for me, then I can go and I can talk to my Jesus, because he's the one that loves me. He loves me, he loves me. Jesus, he loves me, yeah.
Jesus, He loves me. Jesus, He really loves. He loves me. I'm so glad that He loves me.
I trust that you feel it that personally this morning, that if there was nobody else in this world, He would have come and died for you. Or you put it in that context, it really means something. Let's sing Alpha and Omega.
Yeah.
this one for Easter anytime. One Holy Lady.
Blessed around this place, and I know a lot of folk are tired, but I'm telling you what, I'm sure I'm glad that when we get around where the Holy Spirit's at, we get refired. I'm just going to be honest with you, I got Baptist croup. Baptist croup is simply this, shouting too much. Wasn't that wonderful these past two nights? And if you were not privileged to be here, you really did miss a blessing. But I'm so glad that you're here in this house today to serve and worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. If you have your Bible, now I'm going to read several passages of Scripture. I'm not going to take a text, per se, as far as scriptural text. I'll be using several passages of Scripture. But if you will turn to the book of Revelation, and this is not Bible prophecy, chapter 21, verse number 3. As I look over the congregation, and I see the things, the circumstances, the situation that so many of you have gone through or are going through, sicknesses. I notice on this side there's a lot of vacant seats because of sickness today. We don't want to fail to remember these in prayer. But I want to tell you, regardless of the circumstance that we find ourselves in, God's still on the throne. We are saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Spirit. You say, Brother Melvin, you sound like you're a holiness. No, I got it all in one dose. And I want to tell you, I'm headed somewhere. I'm headed to heaven today. I don't know when I'll get there, but the song says, I know that I'm on my way. But as I look over the congregation and I see that there's a lot of suffering going on, one of our fine gentlemen, brothers in Christ, had to leave the service. His illness is very serious, and his wife brings him when he's able to come, and he had to get up and leave just a minute ago. It saddened my heart. But he had a desire to come to the house of God. What about those that are just healthy and have no really excuse except just carelessness on God? But hey, listen, I want to tell you something. We as God's people, well, praise God, they're bringing him back in. He didn't have to go home. Just using that brother as an illustration. I want to tell you today, God is an on-time God. The scripture titled is, God Himself Shall Wipe Away All Tears From Our Eyes. If you'll go to Revelation chapter 21, verse 3, you'll find these words from the Revelator. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, in other words, take a good hard look. Observe what I was about to say. The tabernacle of God is with men. And he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. You see, that is referring to the Lord Jesus Christ. He came from born in the cow stall. He was carried to a cross. He arose and ascended back into the heavens. He's coming again, but look what it says here. I heard a great voice saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. You see, when he went up, he sent the Holy Spirit back. And my dear friend, if you're saved today, the Holy Spirit is living within you. Just wave at him just a little bit. I mean, he's in here. If he's not in here, you're in a bad situation. Am I a little loud? Okay. Well, I'm sorry if I hurt your ears. All right. Now, that's maybe just a little bit because I get loud. I've been accused of being a loud mouth anyway. I think you turned me down a little too much, son. All right. Let's just move right on. Well, you see here he says, God himself shall be with them and be their God. Is he your God this morning? That's the question. Is he your God? You see, we have many gods, little gods. The world has always had gods that they worship idols, gods that they've made of hand and they bowed down to. But I want to tell you this morning, the only God is the God in heaven, and he's the only one we should ever bow down to today. Gods of our own making. Now, I'm not going to address that today, but I want to tell you, dear friend, it's sad that we're seeing America turn away from holy God, turning their back on holy God. Hey, listen, We say one nation under God, indivisible, with just, and so forth and so on. But see, under God, I want to tell you today, thank God I'm still under God. I thank God today Westside Church is still under God. Thank God the Westside Baptist Church has not compromised the Word of God. But you see, he says, God himself shall be with them and be their God. We used to sing God Bless America. Do you remember that song? In school, while we'd stand and sing God Bless America and salute to the flag and say the pledge of the flag of the United States of America. And then we'd pray. But you try to pray now, they'll kick you out. Oh, listen. I'm not talking about the sadness today, but I'm still glorifying God because he is God today. He's holy God. You see, by the way, he is coming. I don't know when he's going to get here. We have dates set as the door that set dates for him to come, and oh, they were embarrassed. He didn't show up. You see, they thought he had sent them a personal letter saying, I'm on my way, tell everybody. They told everybody he didn't show up. They listened to the wrong little god, the god of hell, Satan. But I want to tell you today, my God is coming again. And I believe it's going to be soon. But listen, three things we should do today. Three things we should do today. We should remember the goodness of God. He's been good to us. He's been good to me. Oh, my word, he's been good to my son, my wife, my family. But you know what? He's been good to Westside Baptist Church. Think about where we were and where we are. What God, the hundreds of people that have come through these doors, have been saved in these altars, have gone out. Some on their way up, some moved out of this town, some of the other places, this, that. But think of all the souls that have been saved here at Westside Baptist Church through the years. You see, hey, listen, heaven's going to be worth it all. I kind of hope, Brother Alton, I don't know if it's biblical, but I'm going to hope anyway. I hope that when we all get there, that they'll let us have a little homecoming for Westside Baptist Church people. Now, I'm not talking about y'all have to cook, ladies. Because I've read the chapters, and I know there's a whole lot better food up there than down here. As well as I like this food down here. Woo-wee. You can look at me and tell I like this food down here. But just think about heaven. The food in heaven today. Yeah, I look around. Some of y'all sure have been enjoying this food too. Glory to God. It's a good day to be a Christian. Oh, if we can't have fun, we're in a mess. Oh, remember the goodness of God, the salvation that he's promised. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9, who hath saved us? You see, it's Jesus Christ that has saved us by the shed blood on the cross of Calvary. We'll be observing that next week. And called us. Hey, listen, we're a little called out ones. You see, the song says, justice called, but mercy answered. You see, justice called and says, you're a sinner. You're on your way to hell. You're born in that condition. You deserve to die in that condition. But no, justice called, but Jesus Christ's mercy stands up and says, you don't have to go there. Because I have been to the cross. And the cross could not contain me, could not stop me, could not hold me. The tomb was too tight. I came out. By the way, we've been there and in that same tomb. We'll talk about that next Sunday. No, yeah, we will. Brother Alton will talk about that next Sunday. And who has saved us and called us? We are called with an holy calling. You see, we are holy because he's holy. Now, I'm not talking about the holiness denomination. I know that there's the holiness church. And, hey, listen, that's all right if they call that way. We're Baptists, but we're still holy. Because we're holy because God's in us. That makes us holy. Holy, holy, holy. Because, see, we bow to the presence of Almighty God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling according to our words. Oh, boy. How did that get in there? Brother Melvin, we don't work to get saved. No, but you work because you are saved. Say amen to that. Brother Melvin, what kind of works are we supposed to do? Well, I'll tell you what, anything God lays on your heart and your talents and puts in your hands to do, you better be doing it. Using your opportunities. Because, you see, one day we're going to stand before Him and we are going to be rewarded according to our stewardship. Now, some of y'all are going to be having big, long badges of rewards hanging all over you. I hope I just get one. Wouldn't it be embarrassing to get up there and not even have one? Just saved, just got there by, and I've heard one preacher say, got to heaven with smell of smoke on you. Just by the skin of your teeth, you get there. I don't want to go in that way. The song says, must I go in empty-handed? No. You see, what he's teaching us to be faithful. Brother Melvin, what did you talk about being faithful? Being faithful to the word. Being faithful to the walk. Being faithful to the witness. Being faithful to the house of God, to the worship. Fail not to assemble thyself together on the first day of the week is the manner of what some is. That's a command. That's not an option. We're supposed to assemble ourselves together and worship the Lord on the first day of the week. And when we fail to do that, we are not honoring God with our lives. Oh, I want to be an honor to Him. There's a lot of times I've come on to church and my want to didn't want to. There's a lot of times I've come on to church and I've come with aches and pains. You say, yeah, your name's that, you had to bring it. I've come sometimes when the sun was shining or when the clouds was over my head. But I'll tell you what, I've never been to the house of God that I was not blessed. Because I was in the presence of the King. Oh, listen. We see the security of all of this. And it's promised to us. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, the last part of that. For He hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Isn't that a wonderful promise this morning for us? To know that He said this. He says, He lives within us, and He says, I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to forsake you. He says, I will be with you always. Then we move to Isaiah chapter 6, and we see the reverence of the greatness of God. Here's the words of the seraphim. There's a cherubim and the seraphim, the creations of heaven. In the book of Isaiah 6, 3, 1 says, one cried unto another, back and forth, and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory. Oh, I'm telling you what, there was a lot of fullness around here last night. I mean, it's so thick you could cut it with a knife. Oh, you say, well, Brother Melvin, you keep talking about that. Well, I tell you what, when God's around, I like to brag about it. We'll go out and we'll talk about, oh, our team sure did hit a home run today.
avoided all those goals. I mean to tell you, they throw that football away across that. And that boy caught it running across the goal line. Well, I don't tell you, I brag about Jesus when he throws a home run for us. I want the world to know. Hey, listen, he's the captain of the team. And I love to be around where the team's playing. Glory to God. Saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that is slain from the to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessings. This is the worship of the saints. We've worshiped. Not just last night, but I have felt the Shekinah glory of God here this morning. I have felt his holy presence here today. I have felt the Holy Spirit moving across this congregation. I have felt that he is speaking to heart in a personal way today. Oh, listen. But to refuse. And this is what we need to do. We refuse to be grieving God. We refuse the grieving of God. The book of Ephesians. The great apostle writes in chapter 4, listen very carefully now to these words, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed for the day of redemption. In the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, it also says, quench not the Spirit. In other words, don't tie him down. There's a lot of times, you see, that situations can arise out of service. Satan knows how to disrupt, how to tie or bind the service down. But I'll tell you what, for the saints of God rejoicing, Satan cannot win the victory. Folks, we are on the winning side. We are not defeated. We are somebody. And we are headed somewhere. Not to just some God, but the God. You see, when all this is done, God will respond. In Revelation chapter 21, verse 4 says, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Glory to God. Let me take a drink of water. Yes, sir. I have to lubricate the mouth. One of these days, I'll get all this mess out of my system. I won't have to worry about that. But listen, God shall wipe away all tears from the eyes. I look over the congregation, and I've been with so many of you, crying, weeping over situations, circumstances. Health, finances, family. Through the years of Westside Baptist Church, I've seen hurt. I've seen wounded spirits. I've seen broken hearts, even broken homes. But I want to tell you, through all this, God's still right, is always there. You can always depend on our God. You see, we should receive this verse. This verse says, this particular verse, it strengthens us for the journey. 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 7. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. It's too great, my dear friend, for us to try to walk by ourselves. We need Jesus. We need the Holy Spirit guiding us every step of the way. We just simply need to lean on him. We see the sight for our Jordan. Talked about the Jordan River. You see, it was a hindrance for the children of God. But God took care of that, and he parted the waters. He stopped the waters, so that the children of Israel could cross over into the promised land. In the book of Psalms, the psalmist writes in verse 23, chapter 23, verse 4, and I'll be very brief. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before thee in the presence of mine enemies. Listen. Oh, and we should recite this verse. Listen very carefully. And encourage our hearts. In the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 32 through 36, David and Saul, you know how God used David greatly to win the battle there. Because you see, the enemy was great, and the victory was won not by the greatness of the strength of man, but the greatness of the strength of Almighty God. We can't do it as a man. We can't be victorious as a man. But with the strength of Almighty God, we can keep on marching for the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's exemplify our hope. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 19, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. Oh, listen, my dear friend. We need to just simply lay it down at the foot of the cross. We should remember this the next time that we are sitting in the doctor's office. Next time we're standing in the cemetery. The next time we're struggling with some conflict. In Revelation chapter 21, verse 4, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Remember that. When you're in a crisis in your life, remember this one thing, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Oh, listen, Christ has prepared a place for us. He's been there all these years preparing a place for us. This place is going to be wonderful. It's called heaven. No more suffering. No more sorrow. No more sickness. No more sin. That's just enough to make Daddy shout. Oh, listen to me. Today, it's a good day to be a Christian. My challenge to you today is, are you saved? Brother Melvin, I'm a church member. I did not say that. I did not ask that. I said, are you saved? Let me say it one more time. I've said it 1,000 times through the years. When the Lord comes back, he's not going to Gene Farmer's house and say, Gene, let me see the roll books of Westside Baptist Church. You may have your name written on the roll books of Westside Baptist Church, but you better have your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life in heaven. That's the only thing that's going to matter today. We've got a lot of churchanity across America. We've got a lot of religion here in America. But we need more of God in America. Every head bowed, every eye closed. They're coming with a song of invitation. No one look around. Let me ask you a question. You're here this morning and you know that you're saved. Maybe you came with a burden on your heart. You need help from God. You need an answer from heaven. No one looking around. Would you just simply slip that hand and say, Pastor, pray for me because I have this burden. Hands going up. Yes, hands are going up all over the congregation. Came here with a burden on my heart today. Pastor, pray for me all over the house. All over the house. Maybe you came today and you would say to Pastor,
I'm saved, but I've not been faithful to God. I've been sort of sliding around. Not necessarily dabbling out in deep sin, but I've just not been faithful to God. God set my heart about it. Would you pray for me? Would you slip that hand? If I see a hand going up, hands going up. Pray for me. I know I'm saved, but I've been slack a little bit. Hands are going up. Oh, yes, hands going up. Oh, all of the congregation, hands going up. Been slack. Maybe you're here this morning, you said, Brother Nevin, I'm just going to be honest and tell you, I never have been saved. I'd like for you to pray for me. Would you sit up the hand? I'm not going to come back to you. But I tell you what, I'm going to pray for you. Is there one that would admit you have never been saved and you need prayer for salvation? Heavenly Father, you've seen all these hands that have been raised today. Would you, through the power of the Holy Spirit, speak to these hearts? Lord, the word's been opened. The book's been quoted. And your people have been challenged. Now, I know the devil is going to do everything he can. The demons of hell are going to do everything they can to discourage or keep someone from becoming victorious and walking away from the snares of the devil. I know they're going to say, don't come to that altar. Somebody will think you're a bad, bad person. But Lord, just bind the forces of hell right now. Lord, so many hands went up, I couldn't count them. But you knew every single one of them. You already knew the hearts before they raised a hand. And I pray in the name of Jesus right now, God. Work that work in their heart. Heavenly Father, help them to get it settled this morning. They're laying at the foot of the cross. Walk away with victory in their life. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. We're going to begin to sing this verse of song. You have raised your hand for prayer. You may not have raised your hand for prayer, but let me encourage you. Bring your needs to the altar and lay it at the foot of the cross right now as we begin to sing songs. Just as you are, my dear friend. That's the way God wants you to come. That is the way God wants you to come today. That is the way God wants you to come. Come right on. Come right on. Yes, yes, yes. You are my God this morning. You are my God right now. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, yes, that's right. Come right on. Come right on. Come right on. Oh, Lamb of God, Lamb of God, Lamb of God, I come. Lamb of God, I come. Lamb of God, I come. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, keep on singing. Keep on singing.
Just
as you are, that's the way God wants you to come to
them.
Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes.
To rid my soul.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes.
Dark blood to
the blood can cleanse me. Yeah.